Welcome to the 2018 Best Year Ever coming up with the Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss International Speaker, Miss Sheila Unique. Sheila, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks, Tanya. Today, I invite you all to be open to the unique approach. It involves looking inside yourself in relation to everyone and everything outside of yourself. The unique approach is about taking things perceived negative, turning them into positive life-enhancing experiences. The theme of this virtual summit, 2018 being the best year ever, I'm going to approach this theme from the point of view of guiding you to feel more empowered heading into the new year. Self-empowerment is strengthened through your own learning and growing. And that strength gives you the power inside yourself to make every day the best day, to make every year the best year. So let me play with you for a few minutes today. When you think of the best year ever, would it be to have no problems? Would it be to get along with everyone around you? No fighting, no struggling? Or think of yourself. Would it be to love yourself and everything about yourself? What do you think? The best year ever? Well, not sure if that would be the best year ever. Not sure if that's even possible. But it kind of sounds like fun, even if it's for a short time. What do you think? Okay, if you're like me, problems surface along your journey, and you have times when you fight and struggle, even if that fighting and struggling is with yourself. Well, there's times where maybe you don't love yourself. Well, what do you think? You have times where you don't love yourself. That is reality. And how can you take all of that and make 2018 your best year ever? Is it about doing things differently so you don't run into the same problematic people? Is it about reading all kinds of new books and attending all kinds of new workshops so you get smarter and not make the same mistakes you used to? Well, that could be what you need to do. And only you will know what works for you. One thing for sure, through the process of living your life, there will always be learning and growing along the way. For example, you learn what works and what doesn't work. You learn what you like and don't like. You learn about others. And most importantly, I trust you are learning about yourself. So to help you gain self-empowerment, I invite you to think of a pearl oyster. Are you aware of how a pearl oyster is formed? Pearls are formed inside when a grain of sand finds its way into the oyster. Scientists say the oyster considers the sand an irritant and reacts to it by coating the sand with layers upon layers of a pearly substance known as nacre. Nacre gives the pearl its unique appearance and iridescent beauty. Notice the words the scientists use. When the sand makes its way into the oyster considers the sand an irritant and reacts to it. This analogy of the pearl oyster signifies a number of things. Nature, or if I could say the universe, has a way of bringing irritants into your life. And those irritants cause you to react. And like the oyster, those reactions take place inside of you. I want you to hear that again. The grain of sand comes from outside the oyster. It gets into the oyster and causes the oyster to react. Irritants in your life come from outside of you and cause you to react inside of you. Now, I bet you haven't thought of it that way before. So think of things that irritate you. Think of the kinds of irritants that work their way into your life. These could be people, could be things, could be situations. What things irritate you or cause you to feel upset or stressed out? Give that a thought. Now notice where the irritants come from. Can you see how they come from or are initiated from outside of you? And when they do, what happens inside of you? So here are a few examples. Let's say you have a family member who tends to be disrespectful and it bugs you. A client who continually shows up late for their appointments and that frustrates you. The government raising taxes again and it's making you mad. You have irritants coming from outside of you. You react inside of you. And so what's next? And wishing away your problems is not an option here. So think of how you have approached resolving your reactions in the past. What has and hasn't worked for you? When resolving reactions inside, what have you tried that worked, leaving you to feel totally at peace inside? And what hasn't worked, leaving you to still deal with the same reactions? Remember, this is about self-empowerment, you being your own leading authority when it comes to you and your own life. So hear me when I say this. Your own experience of what has worked and what hasn't worked for you is what matters here. But to get to that, you have to be aware of what is going on inside of you. You have to be aware of what you're feeling in relation to everyone and everything around you. So it will be the experience you have which will give you your learning. And from your learning, you grow. Not only that, I invite you to consider, until you have the experience, you can't know the learning involved. So again, the learning follows the experience, resulting in the growing, resulting in self-empowerment. Let me give you a real-life example of what I'm talking about. A year ago, we bought a treadmill. 6 days a week, I walked on my treadmill. Within 5 months, the belt of the treadmill stopped, just seized up. I was frustrated because the treadmill was almost new. It took weeks to complete the warranty work. Frustrated, you bet I was. But once it was fixed, I was back to walking 6 days a week. Now, in no time, the belt started slipping off to one side. And at the same time, I also noticed the lube belt message kept showing up on the panel display almost daily. I called the repair guy out to check things over again. He came out, adjusted the belt, and did a really good job lubing the whole complete machine. He said I shouldn't have to lube the belt for 3 to 6 months now, and away he went. Now, within 2 days, and I mean 2 days, the lube belt message appeared again. I would walk on the treadmill and lubricated the belt when I was done. The next day, the message would be there again. This happened day after day. Now, I'm the kind of person who experiences something once, twice, maybe even 3 times. And if the problem is not resolved, I take a different approach. So I'm starting to pay attention to what's going on with this treadmill, in particular, the lubrication of the belt, the message I kept getting. By now, I've had the repair guy out a couple of times. I've talked with him on the phone a couple of times. This wasn't about getting mad because someone hadn't fixed my treadmill. I had a problem. I called outside help to resolve it. And that outside help did align and lubricate the belt. To him, the problem was resolved. To me, I still had a treadmill communicating to me saying, lubricate the belt. This wasn't even 2 weeks, and the repair guy said I wouldn't have to do it for 3 months. So what did I need to learn through this experience? Because I myself had the, if I could call it, a problem. It was up to me to start paying attention to what the actual problem was. When I started paying attention, I noticed 2 very important things. The treadmill was sitting in the front room of our home, and this room faced south and got the daily sun beating down on the treadmill. The sun was drying out the belt. Do you know, when I was aware of that, I started to keep the sun off the belt. But keeping the sun off the belt, you bet it helped, but it didn't always help. So days when I lubricated the belt and there was no sunshine, the lube belt message still came up. I continued to ask myself, what do I need to see here? What do I need to see here? And here is when I learned something else. I would walk on the treadmill, and immediately when I was done walking, I sprayed the lube on the belt. I wanted to spray it after my walk so I didn't have to breathe in that lube spray while I was walking. That was awful. That didn't take care of my problem. And do you know why? Spraying the lube immediately after my walk didn't work because the belt was still warm, too hot. This heat from the belt absorbed the lube quite quickly. I learned I need to spray the belt later in the afternoon. And the combination of those two things that I learned is taking care of my problem now. And to me, my problem is solved. See, over time, through that whole experience, I now have peace of mind. I don't have a problem anymore. I have a solution that works for me. And that leaves me to feel self-empowered. And I'm getting really good at treadmill communications, if that matters in life. So can you see what I'm showing you? Problems can be with people, with things, with situations. My example just happened to be with a treadmill. It doesn't matter what it is. The message loop belt didn't go away. Well, I could have ignored it or put a piece of tape on it and hoped the belt would keep working. But think of that example when it comes to people in your life or different things in your life. People you don't like who just won't go away. Situations you find yourself in creating so much unrest inside and they won't go away. In your life, can you just ignore them? See, with problems, there is a relationship between you and someone or something. And in that relationship, there is communication. There are thoughts and emotions. There are reactions. There is unrest. You can learn and grow. You actually learn and grow through the process. And that process can take a day. That process can take years. There is no magic time period for anything in life. So when there is a problem, you source outside help to resolve it. Of course, if there's a problem, you do whatever you can to resolve it first. And if that outside help doesn't totally resolve it for you, you need to look inside yourself for resolution, because that's where the unrest will be. You learn through each experience, and part of the learning is what you learn about yourself. Remember what works and doesn't work for you, what you like and don't like. Trusting and loving yourself along the way is also huge, because you are the one that matters most. And this is where you gain strength inside, and that is where you gain self-empowerment. So that has been my experience in life. You don't have to believe me. You are your own leading authority when it comes to you and what works for you in your own life, when it comes to your reactions, when it comes to your own unrest. So I invite you to look more inside yourself heading into 2018. No one knows you like you know you. Pay attention to what feels right to you. And you know, when others are trying to tell you what you need and don't need, go inside and find your own truth. When upset, when stressed, instead of staying focused on what others are doing to make you upset, I invite you to go inside to find out what you can do to feel more at peace within yourself. So I purposely have not shared practical things which can help you. The world is full of try this, try that. My intention with this summit today was to guide you to gain more self-awareness, gain self-empowerment. Because naturally, through that process, there will be learning and growing, right from the very beginning to the very end. And when you think you are done, there will even be more learning and growing. Life just kind of happens that way. So I opened our talk today about the pearl oyster. And as you flow along in the ocean of life, there will be grains of sand or irritants that show up. Living life is not about controlling all the sand out in the ocean. Living life is not about controlling the grain of sand from getting into your oyster. Living life is about making a pearl out of that sand, creating a pearl that is an inside job. Self-awareness, feeling self-empowered, even the learning and growing, that is all an inside job. Come to know you and your own truth, because that is where the empowerment comes in. The more you discover your own truth, the more the untruth falls away. 2018, welcome your best year ever. Your learning and growing continues. And as you take care of your pearls inside, that richness pours out onto everyone and everything around you. For over 14 years, I've worked with self-awareness and self-empowerment. And through my work, I've witnessed women going from being so upset where they were kicking their husbands out of the house to being in a state of calm inside. And I might add, are still in their relationships. I've worked with people who have had huge irritants, who now have shiny, rich pearls inside. The irritants show up outside of them, and the shift took place inside of them. Because of the shift inside, the learning and the growing takes place, leaving them to feel self-empowered. And who knows how many pearls were formed in the process. The unique approach is about working with your whole being, your physical body, your mental body, your spirit body, working with your energetics, your mindsets, most importantly, your heart. So if you experience pain of any kind, friction in relationships, or maybe you're feeling disempowered because of all the unrest inside, I invite you to join me for a conversation. Gain clarity, focus, and forward action. All of my contact information can be found at my website, theuniqueapproach.com. And while you're on my website, you are more than welcome to enter your name for a free draw of an empowerment session with myself. May 2018 be your best year ever.